Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 34, Emuna, life in Messiah Yeshua. Yahweh is light, and in him is no darkness. 1 John 1:5. Now this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. I was awakened with this scripture. Again, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. So why are the churches substituting the true light for a bar-like atmosphere? We were at a church conference the other day for the purpose of bringing the Torah, the root word in Torah is or, light, of Yeshua to his people. When we were in the church sanctuary, we walked into a dark room, dimly lit with a fog machine and light show. The words and the songs are true and sincere. However, the light show is distracting from the true light and true worship of our Father. I was in the world and part of the bar scene, and this is what is done in a bar. The atmosphere is dark with dim lighting, except for the area where the, quote, band is, which is complete with a light show and all kinds of special effects. When I came to the true light of Messiah, I saw the darkness for what it was. The book of Ezekiel, Isaiah, and Revelation give a true picture of the glory and light of Elohim. Ezekiel 1:4, I looked, and behold, a storm wind came from the north, a great cloud with the flashing fire and brightness all around it, something like a glowing alloy out of the fire. Verse 26 and 27, above the expanse over their heads was something like a throne, resembling a sapphire stone. Above the shape of the throne was a figure of human appearance. From what appeared as his waist upward, I saw glowing metal looking like a fire encased in a frame. For what was like his waist down, I saw the appearance of fire radiating around him. Like the appearance of the rainbow in the cloud on a rainy day, so is the appearance of his radiance. It was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Adonai. I saw it fell upon my face and heard the voice of one who was speaking. Isaiah 2, 2 and 3. It will come to pass in the last days that the mountain of Adonai's house will stand firm, as the head of the mountains will be exalted above the hills. So all nations will flow to it. Then people will go and say, come, let us go to the mountain of Adonai, to the house of the God of Jacob. Then he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For Torah, his light, his teachings and instructions, will go forth from Zion, and the word of Adonai from Yerushalayim. Isaiah 9:1. The people walking in darkness will see a great light. Upon those dwelling in the land of the shadow of death, light will shine. Isaiah 42:16. I will bring the blind by a way they do not know. In paths they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn darkness before them to light, and the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do, and I will not forsake them. Revelation 21:9-11. Then came one of the seven angels, holding the seven bowls full of the seven final plagues. And he spoke with me, saying, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. Then he carried me away in the Ruach to a great and high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Yerushalayim, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, her radiance like a most precious stone, like a jasper sparkling like crystal. Verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each of the gates was from a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. I saw no temple in her, for its the temple is Adonai Elohe Zevaot and the Lamb. And the city has no need for the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God lights it up, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it. Its gates shall never be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. The true glory of Yahweh Elohim cannot be manufactured by a fog machine, dark lighting, and neon lights. We have experienced a true glory in his presence at times, and it was a true mist with his presence so strong you became weak under the glory, or kavod, which means the heaviness of his presence. I know they are trying to appeal to the younger generation. However, a fake atmosphere is not a substitute for the true presence of Yahweh Elohim. We can be sincere in our efforts to share the gospel, but sincerely wrong in our methods. Are we trying to appeal to the flesh instead of to the spirit? I looked around the auditorium, and on the walls was a light show. However, our sanctuary should be filled with His light and the light inside us. Since when is in His word, His presence, His anointing enough? In the tabernacle and in the wilderness, the true light of His presence was shown. Are we substituting brass for gold, for the true glory of Yahweh Elohim, for a fog machine? Brass has the look of gold, however, it is not gold. Our desire should be for the real thing, not a fake substitute. It is easy to get caught up with all the special effects, lighting, and show. As one evangelist, Mario Marola, put it, the image is clear. The Holy Spirit is stirring souls across the nation. They are done with the overuse of big screens, skinny jeans, and fog machines. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. These frustrated saints are pulling away from fleshly things, even as the spirit of prayer is overtaking them. They are surrendering to a special work of the Ruach HaKodesh. A fresh work of the Holy Spirit has begun, and the impact will soon be widespread in all the earth. The Greek word for light is phos, where we get the word phosphorus. Particularly and generally, it speaks of light in itself, 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, Matthew 17:2, and His raiment was white as the light. It refers to dazzling light, splendor or glory which surrounds the throne of God in which He dwells. Hence also the surrounding the Lord Yeshua, our Messiah, and His appearance after His ascension, and as well as angels and glorified saints. The Hebrew word is or. It's a verb to give light, to shine, to become light, or day. The heavenly bodies provide light, as do fire. Lightning shines forth. The presence of the Lord can cause the earth to shine forth. A lamp or burning wood also gives off light. Metaphorically, the Lord's face may shine on us, as His law, Torah, enlightens our eyes. In a beautiful idiom, it is asserted that wisdom lights up a person's face. Yahweh Elohim is light and brings light to chase away the darkness. Exodus 25:37. You are also to make the seven lamps for it and set the lamps up to shed life or light over the space before it. Exodus 27:20. Also, you are to command B'nai Israel that they are to bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light to cause a lamp to burn continually. Exodus 35:8. Oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. Exodus 35:14. Also for the menorah for light with its utensils, its lamps, and the oil for the light. Exodus 35:28, along with the spice, the oil for the light, and the anointing for the sweet incense. Exodus 39:37, the pure menorah with its lamps to be set in order, along with its utensils and oil for the light. Exodus 44:4, then bring in the table and set in order the bread that is on it. Bring in the menorah and light its lamps. Numbers 4:16, Eleazar, son of Aaron, the Kohen, will have charge of the oil for the light, the fragrant incense, the regular grain, and anointing oil. He is to have charge of the tabernacle and all that is in it, including the holy items and all its implements. 2 Samuel 23:2-4, the Ruach Adonai has spoken through me, and His word is on my tongue. The God of Israel has said, the Rock of Israel has spoken to me. He who rules over men righteously, he who rules in the fear of God. He is like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a cloudless morning of glistening as grass springs from the earth. What did the psalmist cry out for and proclaim? Psalm 19:9, the precepts of Adonai are right, giving joy to the heart. The mitzvot of Adonai are pure, giving light to the eyes. Psalm 27:1, Adonai is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? Adonai is the stronghold of my life, whom should I dread? Psalm 36:10, for with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light. Psalm 37:6, you will bring out your vindication as light, and your cause will shine as noonday. Psalm 43:3, send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain and to your dwelling places. Psalm 44:4, for it is not by your own sword they took possession of the land, nor did their own arm save them, but it was your right arm, your arm, and the light of your face, for you favored them. Psalm 56:14, for you have delivered our soul from death and our feet from stumbling, that we may walk before God in the light of life. We are no longer walking in darkness. He has drawn us into his light through the light of the gospel of our Messiah, Yeshua. Shalom in Yeshua.